Continuing on the discussion on the Asa, Sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them to use an Asa, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it was the Sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. The length of Musa alayhi salam's Asa. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam's asa was as tall as he was, which was approximately 12 arms length, according to a narration. Another narration mentions that his asa was 10 hands length. Note that an asa can be almost as tall as a person is. Keeping it shorter is also permissible. It is mustahab to use an asa. Allama Al-Husi rahimahullah ta'ala has written, under the commentary of the verse wherein Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam described the benefits of his asa, that it is mustahab to use it. Note that the asa is more of an abandoned sunnah, and very few people use it these days. A person who uses the asa will receive great reward. Using the asa whilst walking is a sunnah. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam came to them whilst Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was supporting himself with an asa. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Unais radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leaning on an asa, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave this asa to him. Sayyidina Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would leave his home, then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoes on for him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then take his asa and leave. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reach the gathering, he would remove his blessed shoes and hand it to Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu together with his asa. Note here that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the special attendant of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was specifically in charge of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoes, miswak and asa. Using the asa on journey, Sayyidina Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep his asa with him whilst on a journey as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use it as a sutra, a barrier, when performing salah. Note that to travel with an asa is also the sunnah of the Anbiya. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala was specifically in charge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's asa. It was due to this task that he received the title Sahibun Asa an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.